It's the Anfield Raps Review Show after Southampton 4, Liverpool 4, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers, and bear with us through this, because obviously it's a bit of a difficult game. We will also, by the way, be doing an end of season review, so that is to come in the near future, and that will probably be in two parts. So Sean, we'll do the broader strokes later on. But for this one, I mean, let's strip it back to the teams. And I think there was a bit of intrigue around Liverpool's selection for this one beforehand. And then you get the team and it's hard to glean anything, I think, other than perhaps a little bit of sentiment in the lineup, but also a bit of self-preservation and protection around players potentially going onto international duty after the season's finished. And like I say, I don't think we really get a look at anything that we might see next season in that game. I think the only real thing it tells us is how well certain players have done to adapt to what Liverpool have changed to in the last few games of the season in terms of shape.
Yes, it's a strange one for the manager. I think he alluded to this in his pre-match press conference in respect of not really having games, especially in the league, towards an end of a season at Liverpool, where it is a dead rubber. And in terms of what you then do in that situation, and he hasn't had to look at sentiment too often in terms of selecting a lineup. I think it's knowing what the amount that we know of in terms of the manager, the culture that they've got, the squad and everything, it's perfectly understandable, I think, to say first and foremost, the priority is, well, which players should we be looking to get into this side with at least some balance so that it's not completely 11 changes. There are certain things that you wouldn't want to necessarily make 11 changes for either. There's probably, particularly with Salah as an example, if you want that would, he would obviously be desperate to start, but you'd want to start because of the targets that Mo has. Diogo Jota's another one